And Rennie, Edmund, I believe that's Irene.
I know this, Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, John. I'm down store.
This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum is still smarting under his defeat in the school board presidential election at the hand of blacksmith Caleb Wehunt. As we're looking on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot 'em Down store. Cedric Wehunt, son of the new school board president, is just entering.
Oh, the two here.
Wonderful world.
Well, hello, Cedric.
Hi, Mr. Abner. Hi, Mr. Long.
Hello, Cedric.
Come on back and sit down, Cedric.
Yes, well.
What can we do for you today?
Oh, I ain't got time to sit down. I want a pencil and a writing tablet.
Writing tablet?
Yes, well.
For them?
Last year you had some writing tablets with pictures on the giver.
Uh-huh.
One of them had a picture of Flash Gordon on them, I think. You got any more of them, time?
Oh, no, we ain't, Cedric. All we got this year is just a plain giver one.
Well, ain't you got none with Indians on them?
No, we ain't got a thing, Cedric. They're just plain givers this year.
Lucky to get them even.
Yeah. Oh, what do you want a writing tablet for, though, Cedric?
Well, I'm going back to school.
Huh?
It's starting today, you know.
Well, yeah, I know school was starting today, but I thought you'd give up every time you get past the third reader, Cedric.
Well, I ain't in the third reader no more. I'm in high school now.
Huh?
I'm a freshman, something.
A freshman?
Yes, well, either a freshman or a sophomore or something.
What?
I forgot which just now.
Maybe it was janitor.
No, it ain't that.
Well, law me, Cedric, you can't go into high school.
Why, of course not. You got to finish the eighth grade first, and all the grades up to that.
Why, sure, you just been through the third reader, Cedric.
Well, I'm in high school, though. Papa fixed it.
Oh, Papa.
He's president of the school board now.
Yeah, I see.
Hey, that'll give you an idea right there, the kind of a president we got this year. And it'd be better off to just close up the dadgum school.
Cedric, I don't believe your papa can do that, though. Even if he is running the school board, he can't put you in the high school.
Well, he done put me there. He fixed it.
Huh.
I'm a genuine imitation freshman now.
Well, was this your papa's idea or was it yours, Cedric?
Weren't neither one of our ideas. It was mama's.
Oh, your mama, huh?
Looks like we got a woman running things this year.
Sure does, don't it?
Well, Mama always wanted me to grow up to be a doctor or a lawyer, one.
Doctor or a lawyer?
Yes, Mom. Now she says this is my chance.
Papa
fix it so as I can get through high school and then I can go to college.
Uh-huh. Well, how are you going to get to go through college, old Cedric?
Oh, Papa fix it.
Yeah, I bet he can.
Well, Mama says he's got to do it.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget, though, Cedric, you've got to have brains to get through college. What are you going to use for brains?
No, I don't know. Papa will fix it. He's president of the school board, you know.
Well, I know one thing, Cedric. If you ever get to be a doctor, I'm going to make sure that I never get sick. I can tell you that right now.
Well, Papa will fix it so you'll get sick, I think.
Huh?
He's already fixed it so I got sick. I agree, Granny. If we let you get into high school, well, then we ought to let all them little youngins in the third reader be freshmen, too.
Yes, Mom, it ain't a bad idea.
And that'd make our school system here in Pine Ridge look something wonderful, wouldn't it? We'd be the laughing stocks of the whole country. That's what we'd be.
Why, sure, it'd be a disgrace to the community to put all them little youngins up into high school.
Well, another thing, I'm going to get to be on the Pine Ridge High School football team this year, too.
Football team?
Yes, I'm going to be the fullback and both halfbacks, I think.
Well, you can't be all three of them, Cedric.
Yes, I can. No, they ain't got enough fellas this year to make up a full team, so I'm going to play all them positions.
Oh, you ought to be drawback, Cedric. That's what you ought to be.
Well, I don't know how he plays.
Huh?
I don't know where he stands.
Well, you ask him over if he can't play drawback on the team. Oh. Be a good spot for you, Cedric.
You want to be careful with that scrimmage line. I don't get your feet tangled up in it, Cedric.
Oh.
Well, what's that?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Wait a minute, though, Cedric. Don't forget this. You got to have passing marks in all your studies before you can play on the team.
Yeah, how about that, Cedric? How are you ever going to pass them high school studies? You've just been through the third reader. Well, you couldn't even catch on to that stuff if they tried to learn you down them little bitty grades.
Well, Papa will fix it.
Doggone, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing you say that, Cedric.
Well, he will. He'll fix it. Mama said he would.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mama said he would. I reckon he'll have to do it then.
I'm going to be on the debating team, too.
debating team.
Yes, Mom. Don't you know what that is?
I don't know whether I do or not. What is it, Teddy?
Oh, you get in arguments, and one of them wins. They give you a cup or a medal with your name on it.
Yeah, well, you ought to be good at that. You start enough arguments around here all the time, Teddy.
Well, Mama said it'd be good for me as long as I'm going to be a lawyer, maybe.
Yeah, it would be. You'd be a fine lawyer, Teddy.
I'm going to be the valedictorian of my class, too. Pop will fix it up for me so as I can.
I know you, Cedric. Your paw's going to do wonders, you know what? That's all you said yet, that your paw's going to fix everything.
Well, Mama said he would.
Yeah.
Hi, Granny Dad. Now, you know what we're seeing here?
Huh?
We're seeing the beginning of the decline of the human race, the crumbling of civilization.
Is that what we're seeing?
Yes, sir. When things like this can happen before our very eyes, well, we're bound to be headed for ruination.
Well,
of course we are. To think it's starting right here in our own town, right in Pine Ridge.
Yeah.
And all on account of that idiotic school board electing Caleb Wehunt for president.
Yeah.
Good for Papa.
Well, ain't nothing that can be done about it now, though, Lon. It's already over. They've elected. He's in office. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, it's a trouble. Have to wait till he does something real bad wrong before we can recall him.
Yeah, well, this might be it. You can't tell.
I know one thing. At the first board meeting we have, I'm going to get up and make the longest one speech anybody's ever heard in their whole life.
Well, that's the time. That's what you ought to do. You've always been the president of the school board. When things ain't running right, well, it's up to you to get them straightened out, Lon.
And I'm going to join a sorority, too, I forgot to tell you.
Going to do what?
Join a sorority.
Where?
At the high school.
Oh, for goodness sake, Cedric, you can't join no sorority. They won't let boys in sororities.
Why won't they?
Well, they just won't, that's all. They just won't let them in.
Papa fixes.
Oh, he will, huh?
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
I'm going to have the leading role in the high school play, too. Going to wear a fancy costume and all that.
Bound you now, that'll be good. I just can't hardly wait to see that.
Yes, me too.
Hey, I'd love to see it, Cedric.
You know, I never knowed before that I did have so many talents.
You never?
No, ma'am. Must have been a genuine genius all the time and never even knowed it.
Oh, you must have been. Ain't no doubt about that, Cedric. You've got talents. I've known that for a long time.
I did too.
You did, huh?
I'm going to be in the Glee Club, too.
Glee Club?
I might take the first prize in the state high school out loud speaking contest, too.
Oh, you're going to give reasons, Cedric?
Well, that's sort of like the debating club on you don't argue with nobody.
Oh, just talk to yourself, huh?
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, you ought to be good at that.
Well,
she understands you.
Mama ain't decided for sure about that yet, though.
Well, she ought to be making up her mind, Cedric. She oughtn't to leave them things undecided till the last minute, you know.
Well, I believe I'll win it, though, don't you?
I don't know, Cedric. I don't know who else is going to be on there, but if there's anybody else, I don't believe you will.
Papa will fix it.
He will, huh?
Yes, Mom.
Doggy, Cedric, I was just sitting here thinking, how are you going to find time to do all this stuff you're talking about? You work at the defense plant all night and you sleep most of the day.
Oh, I ain't doing that no more.
You ain't?
No, Mom. Quit over there yesterday.
By the land, say.
Yes, that don't beat the bug to fight.
You mean, Cedric, you actually quit that good job you had over there for this nonsense?
Yes, Mom. Just walked right up and told him to give me my time.
I do know.
I'm a schoolboy now, and Mama said that there was some kind of a child's labor laws that makes it illegal for me to work no less.
But along me, Cedric, you ain't no child, though.
I'm a schoolboy, ain't I?
You're an overgrown schoolboy, Cedric. You ain't no young un.
Yes, Mom. Mm-mm. Mama don't want me to do nothing that interfere with my education.
For the land's sake, they lie.
Oh, yeah, I forgot something else. I'm going to be a cheerleader, I think.
Cheerleader?
Yes, Mom. Get to wear a purple and yellow striped sweater and holler through a megaphone and wave my arms and act kind of crazy and all that stuff.
You won't have much trouble with that acting crazy, of course.
No, you mean I'm a good actor, don't you?
Oh, yes, Cedric. You'll do good at that. Yes, sir. That's just the word that's suited for
you. Just a second, though, Cedric. How are you aiming to be both a cheerleader and on the football team at the same time?
Mom?
How can you be out there on the football field playing and then over at the sidelines hollering through one of them Maggie phones at the same time, Cedric?
Let's see. How could I do that?
Yeah, there's something that's going to be hard for you to figure out, Cedric. You ought to start working on that.
Well, have all the cheers be for me, I know that.
Oh, sure, but that ain't going to help you none doing that, Cedric.
Won't I?
Why, of course not. You're going to be out there on the football field playing.
Well, as long as I'll be captain of the team, well, I can just keep taking time out and go over and lead a yell for myself and then go back and make another home run or whatever they call them.
Touchdowns, what they call them, Cedric.
Then I'll take out time again and run over and lead another yell for me, and go back and make another home run. Sir, or what'd you call him?
That's what it is. You're going to play so many parts on that team, you ought to find out what it is you're doing out there.
Well, you ain't allowed to take that many times out, though, I don't think. In the rules.
Why, of course it is.
Well, Pop will change the rules then.
Well, your Pop can't do that now, Cedric. He can't change the rules, and he can't fix it to where you can be in no two places at one time. I can tell him that right now.
Yes, he can. He'll fix it somehow.
Doggis, he must be a magician then. That's all I've got to say, fine.
Well, he's president of the school board.
I know that, Cedric.
Mama told him to do it, and that's another thing.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, here, let me get that pencil and writing tablet. I got to get over to school.
All right.
I want to be late my first day in high school. I'm going to learn how to write my name without law on my tongue now.
Well, that's fine, Ted. If you just learn to write it, you'll be doing all right. Any special color pencil you want?
Oh, like I have them in my school colors if I can get them.
Well, we ain't got no school colors.
Well, what color are the other school boys buying this year?
I don't know. Yellow, I reckon. That's all we got. Is that all the ring, Mom?
Yeah, believe it or not. I'll get it.
Go ahead.
I'll get it. Hello, John. I'm down store in library. I'm Edwards talking. How's that, Tom? Oh, yeah, he's here. Oh, I see. Oh. Yeah, I know Dad. All right, Tom, I'll tell him. Not at all. Goodbye.
Who was that, Lon? Tom Foster?
Yeah. And I'm afraid, Cedric, that you're going to miss out on your first day of high school after all.
Mom?
Well, Tom Foster wants you to come over and see him right away.
Whereabouts? Over at his house?
No, over at his office. It's a draft board.
The draft board?
Yeah, it seems that as long as Cedric ain't working in the essential industry no more, why, they want him to appear for reclassifying.
Uh-oh. Did you hear that, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I hear this. I'm just thinking here.
All right, Granny Cedric, now let's see your papa fix that.